From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Emerging artists tonight for the first couple hours. Full info on who they are at coasttocoastam.com. And later on tonight, your evolving soul. Here's what's happening. Nearly 30 people injured early Sunday after a confirmed tornado slammed parts of Tulsa, Oklahoma. The storm damaged multiple businesses as well in the Midtown section of the city, located southeast of downtown. It was unbelievable. And parts of New Orleans flooded after a heavy weekend rainfall that officials said just simply overwhelmed the city's pump stations. Hurricane Katrina, as you remember, just gobbled up the city pumps. They could not keep up, and the place flooded. Some neighborhoods saw between 8 and 10 inches of rain over just a few hours Saturday. Way too much for the city's 24 pump stations to cope with that, even though they were still operating. Imagine being on a plane. If you've been on a plane before, if you fly as much as I do, you know that there's going to be some rough turbulence sometimes. As a matter of fact, when I was at the Toronto Health Show earlier this year, we hit some of the roughest turbulence going between Toronto and St. Louis I've ever been in. It's a smaller plane. It was one of those one seat and then two seats. And I swear to God, I thought the wings were going to fall off. Well, imagine this. 10 people hospitalized after an American Airlines flight heading to Philadelphia experienced severe turbulence with nearly 300 people on board. American Airlines Flight 759 was heading to Philadelphia's International Airport after departing from Athens, Greece, when it briefly encountered severe turbulence just before it landed. 10 people hospitalized, including a lot of crew members there. Israel said that it plans to ban Qatar's flagship Al Jazeera television network from operating in the country over allegations that it incites violence, joining a few other Arab nations that have shut down the broadcaster amid separate political disputes. A global pressure campaign on North Korea, propelled by sharp new UN sanctions, received a welcome boost Sunday from China. The North Economic Lifeline, as Beijing called on its neighbor to halt its missile and nuclear tests. The Trump administration embraced China's apparent newfound operation while putting it on notice that the U.S. would be watching closely to ensure that it did not ease up on the North. Let's check in with Dr. Jerome Corsi, Infowars.com. Is this enough, Jerry, these sanctions?
George, I wish it would be. I'm very doubtful that North Korea will stop its nuclear program because of the sanctions. Most likely because the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, I don't think really cares about the people in North Korea or how much economic pressure they're under, and even $1 billion worth of sanctions, if really enforced, which I'm not sure they will be, is not enough, I don't think, will stop him from continuing to develop nuclear weapons.
What is wrong with this guy, Jerry? I mean, you know, you don't threaten the United States the way he has. What's going on?
North Korea has always been kind of an extortionist, wanting to get some goodies for doing various outrageous activities internationally. But I think this Kim Jong-un is really beyond the pale. I think, George, the determination here to develop and test intercontinental ballistic missiles, threaten Japan, the United States, South Korea, I just think it's headed towards the only way to stop Kim Jong-un is going to be with a military attack, and I'm not even sure that will be enough. It could lead to a regional or global war. It's a very, very frightening and difficult situation.
All right, Jerry, we'll check in with you this week as well. In the United Kingdom, the Children's Commissioner, that's what they have out there, has warned parents that they must intervene to stop their children overusing social media and consuming time online like junk food. They said they just spend way too much time. They have launched a 5-day campaign to get children from binging on social media. A male Google software engineer's manifesto against the company's diversity initiatives has now gone viral, prompting a backlash and causing the tech giant's diversity chief to respond. The document is titled Google's Ideological Echo Chamber It details his opinion that the firm should focus more on ideological diversity and less on initiatives to hire more women and people of color. It takes Google to task for its left bias, that's what he says, and argues the disparity between men and women in tech is not a result of sexism, but of biological differences. It's an outrage. Lauren Weinstein, who watches the internet for us, of course. Lauren, this thing's taken off all over the place.
Yeah, this is a story that has just exploded. And what happened here is that this was not a senior Google employee. This wasn't a Google policy paper or anything. Google has an extremely open and frank, robust internal discussion environment, which is good for Google and it's good for us, the Google users. A lot of things get hashed out. But this guy wrote something that was just so, frankly, because it's been leaked now, and what the motives were of the people who leaked it, I can't even really imagine. It was so outrageous and went back to the old women can't do programming, women can't do tech stuff because they're women, because they're biologically different. This blew up inside Google. I mean,
oh my God,
people,
yeah.
You can imagine how people reacted there, and then it leaked out, and people reacted on the outside. And I was just, you know, I've been in this industry a long, long time. We know it's probably too long. And ever since I was at UCLA, I have seen people make that kind of argument. They're women. They can't do programming. They can't do math. They can't do physics.
Baloney.
Complicated things. It's absolute baloney. But there is a different truth. And that truth is that women are driven out of those fields by men because there were so many men in these fields, in computer science, in programming, in these other technical fields. They treat women like dirt. They belittle them. They do everything possible to try to make them fail. I have seen this now for decade after decade after decade. And to see somebody inside Google, even though just, you know, a low-level, you know, engineering employee, to say something like that, just I can understand why people inside the company got so upset. It got me upset. And you'd think we'd be getting past this now in the 21st century, but we have so much work left to do.
I guess. And very quickly, the commissioner out there in the United Kingdom warning parents, hey, get your kids off social media. They're binging too much. What do you think of that?
Yeah, you said that was a 5-day program.
Yeah.
I kind of have my doubts about how effective a 5-day program will be at trying to substitute for parents not taking responsibility on a daily basis for what their children are doing on the internet.
Unbelievable. Lauren, thanks so much. Lauren Weinstein, of course. Is feeling alone the greatest health problem Americans face? Now, while obesity epidemic has long been front and center in major cities across the U.S., new research finds that loneliness and social isolation is an even greater public health threat than being overweight. What do you think of that? Up next, Elizabeth Joyce back with us on Coast to Coast. We're going to talk about some of her predictions and also her latest film called Unlimited Realities. She's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We've got a great Sunday night program for you to get your week rolling. Born as one of two sets of identical twins, Elizabeth Joyce has been a psychic since birth, known for her accuracy. We'll get into some of these predictions. She now is internationally respected for her gifts as a psychic and energetic healer. She personally believes that the credit should go to the divine as well as to her guides and teachers. And during her darkest hours, when she believed that she could no longer carry the burden of emotional pain that was a legacy from her abusive and traumatic childhood, her invisible guides and the great teacher mentor appeared and helped her. With their caring guidance, she began to heal and rebuild her own life, and now she does that for others. She has a film called Unlimited Realities, and so much to talk with you about. Welcome back, Elizabeth.
Thank you, George. How are you?
I'm fine, and I trust you've been okay, too?
I've been great. You know, the film that we're in the middle of producing is from my book, my newest book that just came out on July 7th.
Well, good for you. You just are very prolific. You know that.
Yeah, it's book number nine, Unlimited Realities.
I love it, and which is also the same name as your film.
Yes, but you know, I dreamt about Unlimited Realities back in the 80s, early 80s, so I would be writing this book.
And what do you mean by unlimited realities?
You know, it's funny. We are on a threshold of a wonderful new experience in the entire mankind. Consciousness is thought and moves faster than the speed of light. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And there's always been a force field around the Earth that is now strengthened by the arrival of this new energy, the double helix. And that's what came in on December 12, 2012.
You have been known for some uncanny predictions that have come true. I mean, let's go through a few of those. Then we're going to talk about some future things. And then and then later on this hour, your executive producer for Unlimited Realities is going to join us. And we're going to talk with Harvey about some of the things he's done. And then you'll take phone calls next hour.
Absolutely.
Everybody who just loves talking with you. But give us a list of some of the hits you've had in your career with predictions.
Starting with the Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
That was back in 1998. Well, I had done a lot before then, but that's the one that came into public.
Yeah, that pushed you in the limelight, didn't
it? Yeah, it did. I said a dark-haired girl named Veronica would upset the White House at Clinton's inaugural address, and that an angry blonde would bring forth the truth, and Clinton would be impeached in the 4 months of 1998. And I wrote that in September of 1997.
When you did that,
yeah,
what came to you? I mean, how does this come to you? Like a vision?
Actually, I was sitting at a computer writing my astrology column, and it came. I have messages come three ways. I have them by sight, where I see a film. I literally see a black and white film. That's what happened with the Riso Exxon murder. I can hear them, which happens usually when I'm going to be doing something I didn't expect, like write a new book. I always get the title of the book before I write it. It comes from spirit. And I feel them, like when your hair stands up on end.
Yeah.
So I do have all three ways.
Now, does everybody have that capability?
No, they have one or two. It's very rare to have all three.
All three.
But we all have the capability of being intuitive and psychic. It's our inherent right.
You have looked at other strange things that have happened on this planet, and you've been right on. You were spot on 9/11 as well, sadly. Mm-hmm. Sadly.
Yes. And I was just listening to your news, and I know that man was on, a gentleman was on about North Korea.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what I think is going to happen.
Oh,
I think
boy.
This is going to be a coup and that they're going to kill him.
That's exactly what I've said.
See, we must be psychic.
I'm not quite as psychic as you, but...
I think it's going to be a part of this eclipse. This eclipse that's coming on August 21st. Is a finality eclipse, and it will affect leaders all over the world, including Queen Elizabeth, who's going to demand that Charles divorces Carmela, he's not going to be king, Charles. I've said that for a long time.
They're going to bypass him?
Yep.
Why?
I really don't know why. I have a sneaking suspicion why. I think there's something physical going on. I think there's an illness with Charles.
Isn't he loved in England? I don't know.
No.
He's not.
I guess you haven't heard what's been going on. They just did the Diana special after her 20-year death.
There was an outrage about that.
Yeah, and there's still going to be an outrage. It always has.
They loved her.
Yes, yes, as they should have. And it was horrible what was done. And I don't think he deserves to be king, but then that's my opinion. Who am I?
I got to ask you this. The New York Times this weekend has run a story that Vice President Mike Pence is thinking about running for the presidency in 2020. Now, he has vehemently denied that.
Now,
But they said that. Now,
I think it's so premature.
But you've got some thoughts about the president leaving office or something?
He's going to leave office. He'll be out either by the end of this month or the first 2 weeks in September. I think
that fast?
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a stroke.
Really? Well, let's hope not. But, you know, like Gene Dixon warned the President Kennedy.
I know.
You know,
he's running his mind with all this crazy stuff.
We don't know his health too well, do we?
No, but I do know that he's, I want to say, incensed, that he is angry all the time, and
that's not healthy.
That has to do with Mars and the energy that's coming in. And I don't think his body is going to tolerate what's coming, because I think he's going to try to get Mueller fired.
Well, that's not smart.
Because he doesn't want that Russian thing going, and they are going to find a connection. There's a company called Bayrock Company, that Trump is going to be connected with Russia.
Well, we'll find out.
He doesn't want that to come out.
Elizabeth Joyce with us, of course. She is a psychic, been a psychic since she was born. Her latest book, which has just come out, is called Unlimited Realities. And her film, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on this hour, is also called Unlimited Realities as well. And we're talking about some of her predictions, and you can write them down, but Lex will have them posted on our website, which you can keep in posterity. That's one of the great things about saying something on this program, Elizabeth. We have it on tape.
They make you right or wrong. Listen, I want to warn you. I know you're in the St. Louis area, are you not?
Well, I'm in L.A. right now, but I go back and forth. That's right.
Well, the Mississippi Valley is going to have terrible quakes.
Really? They're sitting on the New Madrid Fault.
They're sitting on the fault, and these quakes will be felt as far as Boston, New York City, Montreal.
That's huge.
That's huge.
I
think that's the eclipse.
Do you talk in terms of, you think during the eclipse that's going to happen?
I think, when the eclipse comes, George.
August 21st.
August 21st, the temperature will drop 20 degrees. And I know that there's going to be millions of people along the path of this eclipse. We have not had a full eclipse across the United States of America since the 12th century.
That's true. And I'm going to be in St. Louis during that event. I'm going
to
watch it. I hope it's not a cloudy day.
But I do think that it will bring weather changes. We've had crazy weather. I still have a green lawn, and I'm outside of Philadelphia, and I've got a green lawn and rain every day, and I'm not supposed to have that.
Should be all dried up by now.
And all my flowers are supposed to be dying, and I'm supposed to be crying, but that's not happening.
Tornado hits Tulsa, dozens injured there, flooding in New Orleans.
Well, you know what's happening. The three rivers are coming together. The Mississippi River, the Ohio River, and the Missouri River are coming together.
Didn't Edgar Cayce predict something like that?
He did, and it's happening now.
Hmm.
And I predicted it for years before I even knew Edgar had done it.
Let's take a look at some other predictions, and then we'll get into your work, Unlimited Realities, after the break, if we can.
What I don't like is the sophisticated hacking and the problems about fake news.
Well, but how do you stop that? And what are you predicting there?
There's going to be something new that's coming, a new technology that's going to be coming. I don't think it's quite here yet, that will absolutely be able to put a firewall around. They're going to have to strengthen that. You know what I think is neat? We're not going to go to work from 9 to 5 anymore. Those days are over.
I don't do that anyways. I go to work from 2 to 2.
What I'm saying is people aren't going to be going to the office anymore. More and more people are going to be working out of their homes, and there will be a large corporation, I don't know whether it's GE or one of the others, that will come and say, that's okay, you can work out of your home. Because we've got so much technology to be instant. Text them or tell them this or that, and they can get there instantly. They don't have to come to work.
Interesting take on all of this. What do you see as our most pressing prediction coming up that really, really bothers you?
I would think North Korea, because I have been concentrating on that lately, that there cannot be a nuclear exchange, because not only does the nuclear exchange destroy the Earth, it destroys the solar system, and it destroys all of the other planets. So that's been my concern. And I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about spaceships, and they want to know when the flying saucers are going to come. You know, I don't think we're ever going to travel to Mars. You may not know this, but I found out something from one of my people in the Pentagon. The people on the moon do not remember being on the moon. When the body left the Earth, it stopped functioning. in the way that we're used to our bodies functioning.
Why? Or how?
It's out of the grid.
All right, stay with us, Elizabeth. We're going to hit this break, and we're going to come back and talk more about your work. I want to get into your film and your book, Unlimited Realities, next on Coast to Coast. And welcome back. We're with the psychic with incredible predictions, Elizabeth Joyce, who has written a book called Unlimited Realities and has a film with the same name, Unlimited Realities, as well. Let's talk a little bit about this work, if we can, Elizabeth. Tell me about your concept.
The concept is that there is no death and that we continue on as a life force, and that if we want to improve our life, have good health, be balanced and centered, we need to learn how to connect with the divine forces, the double helix energy, because it affects our spine. And the spine, of course, is what gives us healthy life. The spine is where all our medical problems come from. I don't think we need to worry about health insurance and who's got what. I think we need to worry about keeping well and keeping ourselves centered, working our chakras. You know, I've done a lot of healing work, George, a lot of it.
You sure
and
have.
I will never forget the time that a desperate mother, brought her 18-year-old son to my house because he had muscular dystrophy.
Oh, boy.
And he said that he didn't know if he could ever overcome the disease, but he wanted to feel what it would be like if he did. So we put him on the body table, and we worked with my energy techniques that I use, and I swear she stood there and watched her son's legs begin to straighten out.
Jeez. Are you ever concerned that whatever affliction you're working on could come back and hit you?
No. And I'll tell you why. Because I know very well the laws of karma, and I know that karma is within the person themselves. It's not going to affect me. It's going to affect them. And they are the ones that have to shift their thinking to more of a centered way of thinking. We can heal anything, George. We can. I'm not talking about medical emergencies and broken bones. I'm talking about the emotional diseases that cripple our bodies. There's millions of them.
They came out with a study today that said that loneliness is worse than the epidemic of obesity.
It is, because we have to have human contact. We're all one. We're born to help each other, to support each other, not to try to fight each other, not to try to compete with each other or do better than the other one. We're born to be supportive and helpful. This message from Unlimited Realities is part of what Deepak Chopra teaches, that you have to, if you see the outcome, you can create the way to get there. It's a whole different way of living. I start the first chapter off with the children. You know, these new children, the rainbow children, the crystal children. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful, and now we have the far-seeing children, and they started being born in 2010. And these far-seeing children are literally going to be able to talk to life that doesn't live on this planet as they grow.
Why do people get so depressed internally?
Because they regret the past. They regret what they've done or haven't done. They don't feel high self-esteem that they can accomplish. They don't know. I have million people say, what's my life purpose? Well, your life purpose is exactly what you're doing. And if you got quiet and you listened and you wanted to change your life, you can do it.
How are you able to split your time between being the psychic and being the healer?
I don't. It's all in one.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like a ray of energy. This is very strange. I know that I'm different from other people, George, because a lot of people have said, you can do that. And I said, it's nothing. I've always done it. So, but you stay in the moment. Staying in the moment is crucial. And when somebody comes, you serve them the way they need to be served. So there isn't any difference. The thing that I am not doing as much as I used to is mediumship. I have other people that talk to the other side.
Why have you slowed down on that?
Because it's more important for a person to work on themselves here than to come in and get a message from somebody else. I want them to get the message from themselves. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that my function is to help people go within and to realize that everything that happens comes from within. We're all worried about the outer world. I want mentor to tell me something. I want my grandfather to tell me. Well, why can't you tell you? Why can't your higher self and you together work through a problem? You can. But part of this depression is that people have to ask other people everything in order to feel that they're human. I predict that within 20 years, the 20 and 30-year-old people are going to have to go look it up on the internet or call somebody else before they get an answer. A lot of the younger kids can't even add in their head.
Elizabeth, as we look at Unlimited Realities, the subtitle is important, too. It says, Born with the Gift of Sight and Natural Healing. Is that for us, or is that about you?
Well, it is a memoir, so it is about me, but we are all born with that. We are all born with it. But you can't sing like Barbara Streisand, and neither can I. We'll never be your Frank Sinatra.
Well, I'll be close.
You do all right, huh? Well, what I'm saying, of course, is that we all have a function. Somebody is a good a computer. Somebody is good at knitting a scarf. And to follow what that talent is. And some of your past karma, when you do past life regression, you can find out about some of your past karma. And some of us need to do present life regression so that we can work on the problems that have us stuck in this lifetime. And that's just as important.
You talk about that we might have the ability to choose when we die. Explain that. Because if you're sick, I don't know if you have the right to choose that or not.
You have the right to choose anything as long as you're in harmony with your soul. And I'm not talking about somebody giving you a pill. I'm talking about walking out of your body. So I'm not talking about somebody else helping you, George. I'm talking about you doing it yourself. There's times when we're kept in the body because we're doing review. And we have to release that which we're holding on to. So many people are afraid of death. They're afraid of where they're going to, so they hang on.
Do you believe in hell?
I have been taught about levels and vibrations. I think that hell is being alone. I think that hell is when nobody is with you. I believe in degrees of vibrations, and the degrees of vibrations, the higher they get, the clearer you are, and the more at peace you are. The lower you are, you're always in fighting, you're always in vengeance, you're always wanting to get even. That's hell to me. And I
interesting
think
take
that. I was talking with this about with Shirley MacLaine last week. She's a friend of mine, and we were both talking about why the children in Africa have to have those lives and suffer. And I didn't know why, so I meditated on it. And what I was told was that the children in Africa are working through getting back on the planet to have lifetimes, and that they have not been very nice in their other lives, and they've had to come here to correct that.
When you look at people for healing purposes.
Yes.
Do you ever tell them you have got to stop doing this or that?
I suggest it. I can be pretty strong. I suggest that they, instead of doing it, replace it with something else. There's always got to be that you give them what they need to do to clear. And one of them, of course, are negative thoughts. I'll never do it. That'll never work out. Oh my goodness, this is going to be horrible. You know, that type of thing. When you change that to this is going to work out, this is part of my learning, I've made mistakes. People can't say that they've made mistakes anymore. I've made mistakes, and I will straighten this out, and you raise to a higher level. You can even feel it inside. And George, when you've hurt somebody, you know that you've done it, and you want to straighten it out. Isn't that true?
Well, some people want to straighten it out. Some people, Elizabeth, do it on purpose.
I know they do. I know they do, but I was talking about the ones I wanted to you to connect to a feeling. That's why I asked you that. And you feel that feeling inside of, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I hope that I can work this out with them. And that's the feeling that I'm talking about with healing. My healings are pretty successful.
Well, yeah, what do you think your healing rate is? 70%, 90%?
I think it's 80.
That's pretty good.
And the ones that fight it are the ones that are doing it to themselves. When I tell somebody, what's your meditative practice, they go, what? But this is all explained in Unlimited Realities. And that's why this is so important, because we're going to be doing things differently. For example, you've heard of kinesiology.
Mm-hmm.
Kinesiology is so important that we should have a kinesiologist in every doctor's office before a prescription is given. Because
that makes sense.
The body will tell you whether or not you can tolerate the medicine. I think it would be great if we could just bring a little of the naturalness into Western medicine.
Okay, now your documentary, your film is called Unlimited Realities. Does that echo the book?
Yes.
Let's bring in your executive producer, Harvey Ruckman, and chat with Harvey for a few minutes here. Hello, Harvey. Welcome to the program.
Great work you do, George. I'm honored to be here, and of course, I very greatly appreciate Elizabeth's talent.
Amazing. How did you two hook up, Harv?
Through your program, George.
Uh-huh. I love it.
I listen frequently, and many of the guests are compelling. I thought Elizabeth's story was great, and of course I got in touch with her several months back. As a result, she not only has a fabulous book, but there is a movie in the offing with some great Hollywood talents to play her as a younger woman.
Oh, super.
And also directors and studios. What I thought compelling about her story is she is so-called average woman who has hardships, the death of her husband, almost fatal car crash, financial setbacks, but rather than pull through it by her force of character or she'll fight it, she understands that there are higher forces at work in her life. As an 8-year-old girl, her grandmother, a woman of wisdom, said, you have special gifts, and they will be necessary for your survival and the inspiration of others throughout your life. And she has lived that. So I believe it's going to be a movie that will be transcendentainment, not just entertainment, but transcendent entertainment.
Well, we probably need something like that more now than ever before.
Most certainly. The key is that the new technologies that Hollywood has on offer, from surround sound to IMAX to large screen to 3D holographic virtual reality, these put an audience in the center of the action psychophysically, not just watching and hearing a movie. Therefore, the abilities to calibrate a storyline, the colors, the sound in the movie story itself, would harmonize and awaken the chakras in an audience of millions of people. And that's what entertainment, so-called, will become. The stories in Hollywood have not caught up yet with the amazing ability of special effects to actually hit the chakras and the neurons and the synapses of a human being to change them to transcend their mundane reality. And that film we will do on Elizabeth's life is a shot across the bow for a whole new genre of entertainment.
That'll be exciting. Now, the film, Unlimited Realities, tell me about that approach, if you would.
Thinking about it, the main key any producer has is, what's your take on the story? You can make Hitler look like a saint if you take the outtakes that you wish. You can make Churchill look like a devil. So in this case, my overarching strategy is to show Elizabeth as a girl who has a difficult family life as a child, who has people who are going to be very famous like Bobby Darin and Paul Anka seemingly come into her life as a late teenager by chance, but actually those people who have a subconscious destiny of celebrity are drawn to her because they sense that she has an inner power even she is not consciously aware of, but they're all drawn to each other, let's say electromagnetically. And so the story is the increasing visions and other dimensions that she visits when she's almost killed in an auto accident, out of body, you can now show by computer animation and 3D holograms an out-of-body experience and moving to higher dimensions that will absolutely induce a similar experience in the audience. So the purpose of the movie storyline is to have a billion people worldwide taste, feel, and experience transcendence, even for just a few hours in the theater. And hopefully that will catch their attention.
That sounds exciting. Harvey, thanks for popping in here, and thanks for hooking up with Elizabeth on the program.
My great pleasure, and I guess Elizabeth can give a contact later. I'd love to hear from anyone with great stories that could affect the world audience.
Absolutely. We'll be doing that, and we're going to be taking phone calls next hour as well. Elizabeth, as you look back at your life since your childhood, which was, as you've said, pretty traumatic,
mm-hmm.
How have things changed for you now?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not afraid. I am able to say what I feel in a loving way. I don't have to hurt back. It doesn't matter. I walked away from corporate life in 1985, and I haven't been back since because I knew there were greater things for me to do. And I think that reaching out for others and losing myself in helping them, losing myself in helping them, has enhanced me. So it balances all around. When you serve and help people raise their vibration or come to the light or have a spark inside of them that changes where they're going, it is extremely gratifying.
You talk about in December that there's going to be a new flu epidemic, which will be as serious as the AIDS virus. That's huge.
Yeah, I know.
What are you feeling?
That something is coming. Oh, you had asked me what I didn't like about the planet, and one of them is the garbage. Because we treat this planet like a plastic bag, and we think that we can go on to another planet and just leave this as a garbage pit. And
right.
I think that that's part of what's coming, because the jet stream brings the air around from other nations to us. We are now breathing the air in Asia, the air in Afghanistan, the air in Kuwait. We're breathing that air in now. And that is what is going to carry this disease. We have something that I feel coming that is going to be new, that we're going to have to find the medicine to cure, and it's going to take some time.
All right, stand by, Elizabeth. We're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM, and we are going to take phone calls for you.